Lawmakers in the House squeaked through a $95 billion package by a razor-thin 216-214 vote, setting aside as much as $12 billion to steady a struggling farm economy. The aid is meant to offset surging fuel and fertilizer costs tied to the ongoing war with Iran. Though critics like Rep. Thomas Massey of Kentucky called it a hidden war slush fund and said the real fix is ending the fighting, Massey and fellow Republican Warren Davidson of Ohio joined nearly all Democrats in voting no, while Speaker Mike Johnson and Vice President J.D. Vance shaped the plan, which also carries Trump's Save America Act requiring proof of citizenship and photo ID to vote. It matters to your operation because that farm money is far from guaranteed. Since Budget Chairman Jody Arrington is now pushing a shaky Senate to pass it, for the full breakdown of what could land in your mailbox, MI Farm AI has you covered. The House narrowly passed a $95 billion budget measure, or Reconciliation 3.0, that seeks funds for the Iran war, new election laws, and as much as $12 billion to help a struggling agricultural sector. The vote on the concurrent resolution was 216-214, along with all Democrats, except one who didn't vote. Two Republicans rejected the bill, Reps Thomas Massey of Kentucky and Warren Davidson of Ohio. Massey told AgriPulse the U.S. war with Iran needs to stop, and the aid for farmers is due to the turmoil in the Middle East that's caused fuel and fertilizer prices to surge. The $12 billion was necessitated by the war in Iran, and so this was a vote for basically a slush fund for the war in Iran without calling it that, Massey said. The answer is not to give more money to the war in Iran, and then to cover up the externalities to farmers with billions of dollars. The answer is to end the war in Iran, House Speaker Mike Johnson, Republican from Louisiana, and Vice President J.D. Vance met last week to craft an outline of the budget measure, which is to form the basis of a bill that moves through Congress using the fast-track procedure of reconciliation, along with funds for the Pentagon and farmers. The legislation includes President Donald Trump's top priority, the Save America Act, which would require proof of citizenship to register to vote and photo ID to vote in federal elections. I urge the Senate to seize this fateful moment to save and protect America, House Budget Committee Chairman Jody Arrington, Republican, from Texas said, in statement following the vote.